This download is people's reactions to the 2009 Dublin Anarchist Book Fair. You can find more audio downloads at the WSM site at www.wsm.ie.
So, did you enjoy the book fair today?
The shanty was fabulous. And so was Martha. The questions after Martha's talk made me want to throttle people. I wasn't there to learn about liberal feminism. We had an anarchist historian there we could ask questions of. And people just asked the completely irrelevant questions about a completely irrelevant topic. Very annoying.
Buy any books?
No, not enough money. But I saw books that I'll later buy from the web.
Have you been at the previous ones?
No.
Oh, okay. So
I was an anarchist book for Virgin.
It was cool.
Was it the first time you've been?
No, it wasn't. We went a couple of years ago when it was over in...
Teachers Club?
Can't remember the name of the place. Up near Francis Street.
Ah, right. Yeah, Nicholas and Mara. That was the first year.
Yeah. That was really good.
And did you get to any of the meetings?
I didn't. I got there really late and stuff, so I kind of missed most of it. So, yeah.
Any books?
No gods, no masters.
All right, that's
really
good. Thanks.
I was there just for the Marta talk. Yeah, it was really good, really interesting, because I didn't know much about Mujeres Libres, and it was really good, you know.
It was great. I saw it was the fourth book fair, and I thought it was the third. I can't remember the one. I missed one somewhere on the way, but it was good, and I bought a book that I'd never heard of about an assassination attempt on Franco in 1946. And bought a couple of second-hand books of James, and it was quite good.
I thought it went very well. It was the biggest Senate book fair to date. Three great places to have talks. Relatively small area for bookstalls, but overall I think it went very well. And lots of new faces.
I thought it was fascinating. And
did you get to any of the meetings?
What?
Did you get to any of the meetings?
I saw Shanti Austin's talk. That was I learned a lot out of that, alright. And I went to the Rags workshop on sexual health as well. Which, kind of, you know, it's because you weren't there, no?
No.
I was just broken into four different discussion groups, each on a separate topic from... it was replies that they got from putting proposals, I think, from the workshop out and about on various internet forums. And it's just each group was given a piece out of what they got back to build up a discussion on. It was great. Like,
buy any books?
I bought one book and a fuckload of zines and periodicals. So
good enough.
It was pretty cool.
And the main thing is, I
tabled there, went pretty well.
Outside, right? So if you see more than a few, smoking
distributed
outside.
A lot of zines, and I really enjoyed the sexual health workshop.
Do you get to any of the other ones?
I saw Shanti speak in Cork, so that was really cool. I'm sure it was cool. I heard there were like 140 people there to see him speak, so that was cool. And I saw the woman from the woman who wrote the book Mujeres Libres.
Yeah, Mom Ackles' book.
And that was definitely really interesting. Like, the Spanish Revolution is an awesome topic. Yeah, that was what I went to. I enjoyed it. Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
It was good. It was great. Nice venue. Apart from the insanity of the architecture in Livery Hall, but it was good. Well done. Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was very good. Yeah. Very inspiring. I was quite busy. Helping at one of the stalls there, so I didn't get to see everything or listen to everything that was said, but hopefully I can catch up with some of the videos that were recorded. But it was really good.
I think it went fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it. I said this afternoon, the whole thing was absolutely really, really inspiring. The amount of people that were there, the attitudes of people that were there, the energy that was there. I think it was the first thing that I've been at since the whole crisis developed, where it actually was a space where people felt there was potential, where there was room for change, and people were really actually excited about it. It was seen as a much more positive thing. I thought it was amazing. I'm wrecked.
Buy any books?
Do you like any books? I got a thing on anarchism in Japan. A bit random when my twins are students there. Anyway.
I had a really enjoyable experience today. I think it's been the best book fair since they've started here in Dublin. I think because the venue was very amenable to the crowd that we had. We had a nice theatre. It was a really good setup. And I think the whole atmosphere was built on having a nice place to have it. There was lots of nice people, and the talks were extremely high interest to me today.
It was great. I really enjoyed myself. unfortunately, I was kind of stuck behind the stall for all the day, so I missed kind of some of the talks. Although I've seen Ashanti in Cork before, and I knew what a good speaker he was, but the energy there, that kind of the vibe of the whole place, like the amount of people that were in the downstairs in the bookstalls, you know, it was great to see lots of new faces, and yeah, quite positive for the future, for the coming year of struggle and anarchism and spreading the ideas.
I thought it was really great. I thought it was interesting to hear Ashanti Alston speaking outside of a US context about things in the US. I always think it's interesting to hear kind of what people say when they're not in their usual element, and I think it was equally relevant here as it is in the US. He always has good things to say, and I also enjoyed the RAG workshop that I went to. They had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but ended up facilitating a really good conversation that was just a nice space to talk. And I learned a lot about Canada and the resistance to the 2010 Olympics. So I learned a lot today. My head's full, and met some really nice people too.
Buy any books?
I didn't actually buy any books. There were two that I had intended to go down and look for, but I didn't make it down there. Eventually, it was really crowded. Actually, I was kind of overwhelmed with how packed it was.
I thought it was excellent. I really enjoyed the speeches. I went down to the book fair itself at the stalls. I asked for a bit of help, and I was warmly received. People were very patient with me, so I was very impressed. Enjoyed it immensely. I hadn't been before, and I'll definitely be coming again.
Did you get to any of the meetings?
Yeah. Well, no, none of the meetings. Just two speeches.
Oh, yeah.
Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. I appreciate it. The fact that it existed, man, is good, you know.
I thought it was very engaging. Event. I enjoyed the talks. I got a book, and I had lots of interesting conversations.
What was the book?
It was a new book by Owen O'Brien about the Good Friday Agreement.
I thought it was very good. It was good to see so many people come out. The atmosphere was very positive. The meetings were great. Lots of speakers, very interesting contributions to make, and just good to see so many people out. Positive event.
The book fair was very positive, very uplifting, and I especially enjoyed the feedback from meetings. I didn't get to any of the meetings, so I was on the bookstall all day, and really the buzz of people was very, very positive, very optimistic. And I get the sense that people are ready for the next phase of the class struggle. We're at war now, basically, and people need to get on war footing in the next short while, take their commitment seriously and get stuck into things. And there's no more room for spectators, no room for standing on the sidelines. This is it. You know, this is it for the next 6 months, maybe a year, maybe make or break time for our movement. People need to get stuck in.
It was really, really good and inspirational, and raised the bar in terms of we've kind of moved out of the Teachers Club and into Liberty Hall. So we're kind of putting the right name on it, because we should be in there and we should be seen as an important part of the workers' movement. And the movement in general, and I think we've just stepped up the mark. And Ashanti was particularly inspirational. And I was just impressed at the kind of links that we're building, not just within the trade union movement and the student movement, but like on a day like today, you can see where all the activity is taking place, and you can see it formulating into one real vibrant movement. So before we called ourselves a movement and we weren't, now we're definitely right in the heart and the centre of a movement, and we have I think really good times ahead in terms of being able to influence the direction in which that goes. So I think we're really batting above our average, and I think it's only going to get better. And as Ashanti said, these are the times. So we act now, or we can all forget it.
That was a fantastic day, very well organised, very well put together. I think probably around 1,000 people passed through over the course of the day. So the Ashanti talk especially was particularly inspirational. I also thought the fact that there was 40 to 50 people in the room for the meeting about organising the fight back was very good, and the suggestions and stuff that came up with that meeting bode well for being able to build a proper campaign. So overall, a very good day and very good vibe from it.
The book fair was like super deadly, and the weather, it held out perfectly for it. And there was like these guys, and there's like no gods, no masters. And I thought those ideas were really, really sweet. I mean, I totally love to work in a workplace where I could like dictate what I wanted. You know, I think that's really important in life. And if I was able to do that, perhaps I'd be happier. Perhaps we'd all be happier. Maybe there'd be no war. I think that's a super cool idea.
It was really great. Left the venue. The talks were good.
So you were doing the Shamus Piece
I was doing this fucking Shamus Piece all, you fucker.
My Heineken's gone. No. I think it's grown in the right direction. It's getting bigger. I wasn't there. I was there for about half of it. It was jam-packed downstairs. It was really hot. But, yeah, there wasn't enough time to get through everything in terms of the stalls. And obviously you can't get to all the talks, but it was definitely good because I hadn't been in a couple of years, so it was good motivation.
Did you get to any of the talks?
I did. I got to Ashanti and then the women's struggles in Spain one. Yeah. The two bigger ones, I suppose. So.
Well, it was great fun to meet all the people and see all the exciting things that are happening here and hear about the history, and yeah, for me it was terrific. It was my first time here, and I feel like my head is opening up.
A fantastic collection of Marxist, socialist, and hardline Republicans.
And what was the best thing you've been asked?
Probably Ashanti Elson. I was talking the Black Panthers all the way, you know.
And you, what about the stalls? Have you got any books today?
I haven't got books yet. I've got numerous magazines, badges, and cashew nuts, you know.
Will you come back next year?
I will indeed, yeah.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to people's reactions to the Dublin 2009 Anarchist Book Fair. You can download more audio files from the WSM site at www.wsm.ie.